In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we are here, just me and Sammy, another Thursday episode for you guys. We have our non-scale wins. We have our listener episodes. Nothing crazy, but still always fun. What's going on, Sammy? How's life?
It is the same. It is good. My non-scale win happened this morning. So you could say, or it like hit me this morning. So you could say this is the beginning of a good day and hopefully a good week. How are you feeling?
Look at you.
How is baby Drex?
Baby Drex, she's kicking. She's kicking it up. Yeah, I'm feeling like it's I told you yesterday, I've been feeling the hormones more so than before. Like my emotions are all over the place. Like one day I'll feel super overwhelmed, and then the next day I'm like, I feel excited. But all in all, I feel good. I did a Pilates class with Helen Phelan.
People love her workouts, and we had her on. Yeah,
I did a prenatal Helen Phelan workout class, and she was great.
That is very exciting.
Morning, so it started off feeling great. But yeah, baby Drex is good. We're starting to get ready.
That's exciting.
But first, we're working on moving again. And
or as Jared would say, again.
But yeah. So do you want to share your win, and then we'll read our listener wins?
Yeah, so actually this week, our non-scale win is presented by Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. Nivea believes when you have beautifully nourished skin that feels amazingly soft and looks healthy, you'll be able to make the most out of your day and live your best life. So that is a good feeling. And that is kind of how I'm feeling this morning after I had my non-scale win realization.
Okay, so what was it?
Okay, I don't want to jinx it because it is a sign of progress. But I enjoy working out. It feels good. It feels good. I feel okay. I actually think that I've like successfully removed my like weight loss associations with it, because I've noticed like a cut down in like those thoughts that are like, ooh, I can feel myself getting thinner, and I noticed a cut down in like after I work out thoughts of like, oh, now I have extra calories and like
it's not leading to restriction.
Calculating, right, not really thinking about it as a punishment anymore, like, oh, I need to do this because, and like when I start to do it, not like, oh, I need to do this because it's I haven't done it in a while or something. But I actually do see what people mean when they say that that working out like makes them feel good and is good for their body. And I am just feeling fabulous in that sense. And I get it. And this is something that I never would have felt that I could have felt. Like, I don't think that I ever believed that I could just want to work out or like actually have the intention behind my workout on any given morning be just that like I know I'll feel better after. But it really does feel really good. Like, I actually get why people would become like obsessive about fitness, in the sense of like you get like a real, like the feeling after, obviously, I think I can see how it could be addictive to people.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, I had that, like, I'm not sure if I've 100% detached, you know, like weight loss with fitness, although I feel like the goal is not really to detach that as a result, but maybe it's not the goal, you know?
Right.
I've definitely, like, I've been running more and I'm really fucking, maybe that's my non-scale win. I've been really proud of myself because it's, I don't restrict one thing afterwards. I feel so good. I even texted Rusty, like, you're talking about how it makes you feel. I was like, it's crazy how working out or like exercising puts you in such a good mood. Like, it's right. really crazy. And he's like, I've been fucking telling you this all along. He didn't say that, but I know like that was what he was thinking.
Well, they don't get it because they never had those negative, those like really harsh pieces attached to yeah. it where it was like became unpleasant for them because of how they would speak to themselves. Yeah.
But part of my win, maybe it's associated with your win, is like, I'm going to do some strength. But I haven't had obsessive thoughts about it. I'm actually approaching it like, let's take it easy. 10 minutes is okay. Like, you can build it up eventually over 15 minutes. This is a long-term goal thing. Like, we don't need to get crazy. And that's the first time I've sort of felt that way ever. Cause you know, I like to just like, what's the point if it's not towards something? So right, it feels good to be in that place.
Yeah, no, I think another piece is that it's not like I'm doing really long workouts. I'm either going on a walk for like 45 minutes to an hour. That length of time is literally only because of like my route. It's not because I'm like, oh, I must go for an hour. But now when I do my workouts at home, I'll only do like 15 minutes and I'll do 15 minutes of housework. I've either been doing housework or Peloton.
You should clarify that you're not like sweeping.
Oh, housework. Sydney Miller's okay. workout housework. Okay. It's her routines are really hard, but you can feel how like effective they are in even the 15 minutes. Like, and I think another piece of this was me telling myself, oh, if you don't work out for at least a half hour, it doesn't count. Because once you get kind of like into like, all you need is that feeling to hit you of like, oh, my body is going, like my blood's pumping. Mm-hmm. Once you kind of achieve that, the longer I think I was keeping myself in that state is what made it unpleasant. Because it's like, it's not your big, like what I was telling myself was like, oh, you need to be in this unpleasant state for X amount of time for this to work. Now it's just like, okay, I get the good feeling in. I'm not like doing it for weight loss. I'm literally just doing it to like get a bit of movement in. And then like, we're good. And then I can still go for a walk later because I don't feel like, oh, I did my workout. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a total shift in how I like feel about movement.
Yeah.
So I feel great about that situation.
You know what's funny?
I hated movement.
It's yeah. You scoffed at when I said like I did a 45-minute walk once and you were like, 45? Where are you going? I was like in circles.
Right. And now I'm like, oh, I can like actually enjoy this. You know?
Yeah. It's funny. I have a proclivity towards being really intense. So the other day I was like, oh, I can keep going. Like I can do this an hour. And I literally stopped myself. I was like, the goal is to want to do it again. So stop now. Right. Don't get obsessive. Stop now. You know, you did enough. Like, and right. you want to chase the feeling of wanting to do it again. So
yes, that is such a good point.
And so I was like, okay, that's good lesson, Aileen. Good talk. And I stopped. And it was kind of really interesting because it was a flip. It wasn't like wanting to stop. It was wanting to keep going. But I thought like long term instead of short term. And yeah, so yay to us.
Yeah, that is, I think, like a sign of real progress. And, you know, I'm feeling proud of that for us. We love that we are genuine, intrinsically motivated movers is now what
love
I would call
us. Love that journey for us.
Intrinsically motivated movers.
For sure.
Joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre. Let's do a listener non-scale win. Dear DST, my non-scale win is that I thought I didn't really like cookies because in the past I would rather, quote, not waste calories on cookies over another dessert. This week, I learned that I actually really do like certain cookies. I got some, another quote, assorted Italian cookies from my local grocery store. bakery, and I enjoyed them so much. I enjoyed them more than any dessert I've had in a long time, actually. I really allowed myself to enjoy these cookies, which is something I haven't done in a really long time. That's nice. You know what I noticed? I went to the bakery once, and all of those fucking Italian cookies, they taste exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're so good. They're so good. I love a rainbow.
But you know, okay, I actually feel this win very specifically too, because I used to think like, oh, I'm not a cookie person because I'm a cake person. And I thought like, oh, I always pick the cake. Like no matter what, I'll always pick cake over cookies. And it made me feel, and I also felt like, oh, I'm not a cookie girl. Like, you know, I don't like cookies. But then I realized like, oh, it's actually not about the category. Some cookies I really like, some cakes I really like, some cookies I'm just not that into, and some cakes I'm just not that into. And it doesn't need to be like, I like this, but I know that in my head in the past, when you try to like say, I like this or I don't like this, part of that is like trying to organize in your brain what you will allow yourself to eat or not. So it's like, you're making yourself a food rule without by making it seem like a preference.
And choosing cake because you're in the cake category all the time sounds like to me, like in your head, your body thinks one day I'm going to go back to dieting. So therefore, let me make sure to maximize the enjoyment of all cakes at all times that I can before they're taken away from me again. Because yes. I'm not wasting shit on shit. It's cakes or die. So
exactly.
Whereas when you believe that you're not going to go on a diet again, there's room to enjoy a cookie because you know that a cake will be around the corner one day when you want it.
Right. Exactly.
But that's.
On that note, I do have to thank Sydney, our producer, for bringing Magnolia cupcakes to our roof gathering yesterday. Because last night I was eating those. As the leftovers.
I agree, Sydney. I had one. Thank you.
Okay, so that is it for today's non-scale wins. And you know how else I'm winning this week? I am using Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. My skin has become so soft even after just one shower, and I even got a few compliments on it yesterday at said roof gathering. It makes me feel good all around, and of course, you know I love a compliment. So you can try Nivea Nourishing Body Wash for yourself now by visiting Amazon or at your local drugstore.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's do a Dear DST. Sammy, are you going to read this one? I have a feeling you are.
Yeah. Do you think people think it's weird? Do you think people think that you and Jordana can't read or something?
Girls can't read. No, I don't know.
Why are they always setting up Sammy? What are they hiding?
Well, I just read the other one. Totally, so I can read just for evidence for the.
We know you can read. You read a million things. It's just funny.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But okay, Sammy, read the shit.
I will read. Dear DST, I've been listening to your episodes a lot lately, and I just want to say thank you. Long story short, my boyfriend and I broke up about a month ago, and you both have become my friends during the times I feel lonely. Aw, We are your friends. Thanks for making me laugh and giving your perspective and opinions, especially about dieting and intuitive eating. Here's the problem. I've been on my own intuitive eating journey since October. At the same time, I was in a happy and comfortable relationship and knew I wouldn't be judged for the changes in my eating habits and for my body changing. I'm 29 and I thought that this person could have been the one for me. Now, as I find myself single again, I'm realizing that old diet thoughts are starting to creep back into my psyche. I'm exercising way more, and while it might be because I have more time on my hands and want to keep myself busy, it may also be a result of my old thought patterns that thought I needed to work out a whole bunch to try and win my ex back or be attractive for someone new. I'm also worried that someone may not find my body attractive as it is now. It worries me because I've come so far in my intuitive eating and self-acceptance journey, and I'd hate to backtrack like this. Do you have any thoughts or advice on this? Thanks, single anxious bitch. So I think the one thing that sticks out to me, because it's not like I know how to solve her problem of having these thoughts, because they seem almost like a given that this would happen.
Right.
The first thing is like, okay, yeah, this is the first time you are experiencing this. And I think for a lot of women, ourselves included, like dating equals I need to make sure I'm thin for my dates. And so that when I start dating someone that I will be like,
need to be the most acceptable, attractive,
the most attractive
as possible to have the most pool right. to choose from.
Yes. And that pool. Is like not an inaccurate thought. Like it makes sense given like the like date, like the, you know, how dating sort of is. But I do think that because you're having those feelings, that might land you in the wrong relationship if you do decide to do that, because you might end up with someone who's not accepting, or like who, or even if he is accepting or she's accepting, there is a chance that like that will still stick in your mind as like, but he only liked me because I was thin. And then you will have to kind of go back to doing this again in your new relationship. And like you said, like you thought he would be the one. So I assume you're looking for a life partner so that you'd want to get married. And that will lead to like its own, you know, moment of body image thoughts and these types of things. So I kind of feel like dating in the body you're in now is actually doing your future self the biggest favor, because you will be, you're dating as the person that you plan to hopefully be in the future, rather than like putting on this, you know, I'm going to be really thin and my most attractive, and then that's going to make me have all change my dieting habits, and then I'm going to have to like start this over once I've like landed the guy, quote unquote. So that, I don't know if I expressed that well.
Yeah, no, but I think you did. Yeah. I think I agree. Just remember, like, it's about you, not them. Like, to please somebody else, it's about you. Especially, like, it's okay to exercise more, as you're saying, if I have more time. As long as, again, like, your intentions are for yourself, your health. Again, it's also not bad. As we talked about in our last episode, it's not bad to want to be more fit. But it's the intention that's the key. So if your intention is to get to be more attractive for someone else, I would check yourself in that moment. And the point is to do things for yourself first and foremost, because the people around you will constantly change, and you are the only thing that's, you know, sort of for the most part certain. And I would say, yeah, just like check yourself when you're doing these things. There's no harm in like, okay, sometimes, I mean, there's no, not, it's not bad if sometimes your patterns go backwards. Like that's life. Don't judge yourself mm-hmm. for them. Just like try to get back to that mentality of like why you did it in the first place. It's like sometimes like subtle right. changes day to day, like shifting your thinking, not judging your thinking, allow it to pass and then do the forward thinking.
Right. I think it's like, if you're not sure that that can happen, or you don't necessarily trust the process of that happening for you, I think like you can see it in our own episodes. Like three months ago, I was like, I cannot move and I don't want to move and I'm never moving. And now I'm like, I actually see the benefit of this and I like it. And I think that like giving yourself time to just get there is going to do you the best service in the long term.
And you also don't have to rush back into dating. That's another thing. Like if he just right. you guys just broke up a month ago, maybe it's not, you're not ready yet. Maybe you the fact that you are like rushing it seems like you say you're exercising way more. Your brain is like sort of rebounding to a previous way of thinking. Maybe you're not ready. Give yourself some space or grace there too. Like, let me just think about myself and work. You said now as I find myself single. Well, why don't you like find yourself single for a little and see what that means? Because that can mean a lot of different things.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. Like if you're anxious now, like you don't want to go into dating super anxious. People can sense that from a mile away. So
yeah,
I would work on that anxiety in present. And then when you're feeling ready, no, there's no, the boyfriend pool is not going to decrease in like 3 months. So I would work on yourself, but good luck.
I do have to say, last night was the first night I've been alone since the pandemic, because Abby went with his dad to Maryland for concerts. So I'm literally spending 3 nights alone, and it is the fucking weirdest thing. Like, I'm like,
you haven't been alone. You haven't been alone?
No. When would I have been alone?
No, I know.
During the pandemic.
I mean, like, I'm alone 24/7.
I just mean for like a night. Like, I don't mean like, I haven't been alone physically, but like I have not been like the only person in the apartment for the night.
Yeah, I get it. Hotel Sammy.
And it's weird. Yeah, Motel Sammy. It's Hotel Sammy. No, it's weird. It's very weird. It's like a complete shift in everything. Yeah. Like, and I can't even imagine like going from like relationship to single and like all those, how weird that must feel, and like get some time to get used to it.
Uh-huh, totally, because all of your decisions like revolve, aren't like 100% only yours.
Right.
Always it's like, oh, what does this person want for dinner? Or what does this person want to do? Or I guess I don't, you know, we'll see. I'd rather spend time with this person so I care what they want to do. But then when it's like 100% only what you want to do or eat or watch or drink, or think about.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother, like, it's like a shit.
Right. I kept thinking in my head, like, oh, I like, you know, I've been watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills nonstop. Maybe Avi wants to, but then I'm like, Avi's not here. I guess.
Time apart is really good.
I mean, we have had a little time apart because like I went to the Catskills.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there. Well, you were there.
I was there.
He was not there. But that's what I mean. Like, I haven't been alone.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, the only time we were separate was like, because we were with someone else.
Well, dance around the apartment. Just do it. Like, do it up.
I know. Like, what should I do?
I don't know. Watch more Housewives.
It's like, okay, here's what really hit me. The garbage is full. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, can I make it 2 more days? I can't.
No. So, take out the fucking garbage.
I'm going to take
it out. Oh, that's great.
I'm gonna take it out.
Yeah. That too is like dividing responsibilities in the house, and then all of a sudden all of them fall on you, make you appreciate having a partner or splitting responsibilities for sure.
Yeah, it's true.
I loved living alone though. Oh my god.
Right. I'm trying to embrace it. Like, I have 2 nights where I just get to, like, you know, do whatever I want.
It just feels so good.
What is it that I want
to
do?
To be independent. I don't know. It goes with my Enneagram that I just discovered. But it does feel so, I like obviously love being married, but it feels so good to like just be responsible for yourself. I say as I'm about to have a child, but it does feel so good.
Right. Like tonight, like what am I going to do for dinner? Am I going to make something that I want, or am I going to order in? I'll probably order in.
I know. It's
maybe tomorrow. He was like, I have so many delicious foods like that I brought with me for like snacks, and I was like, oh my god, like what am I gonna do? He's like, you could make stuff for yourself. I'm like, there is no fucking way. Like, you're not here. Why'd I do that?
Well, the beauty is the world is your oyster, and
for two nights,
get some oysters. Anyway, yeah. that was our Dear Deceit. Thank you, single anxious batch. We hope you feel a little bit less anxious and enjoy being single. And everyone, email us dst@betches.com to submit your Dear DST and your non-scale wins. We are so happy to read them. We love doing these. And they always don't have to be all about intuitive eating. Like, happy to answer literally any problems you're having. We don't have the answers to all of them, but we'll try.
We'll try.
We're also work in progresses.
Works in progress.
And if you love this episode, you love these little short ones, tell a friend, please rate, review, subscribe. You know, even though we've been around for a while, we still really appreciate when you guys review our show on iTunes. Whether you listen on Spotify or iTunes or literally wherever, please just share it with a friend. Put it on your story that you love Diet Starts Tomorrow. Put it on your story. Tag us. Tag Diet Starts Tomorrow. We'll repost it. We fucking love when you guys share the love and we'll do it back. And go follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Did you guys know that's what our handle is? At Aileen, at Sammy. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.